Welcome to our Easter Monday evening prayer. We light a candle to remind us that the risen Christ is truly among us. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your Son to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvellous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Ye choirs of New Jerusalem, your sweetest notes employ the paschal victory to him. In strains of holy joy. Triumphant in his glory now, his scepter ruleth all, earth, heaven, and hell before him bow, and at his footstool fall. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, that our prayer is with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honour and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. Our first reading comes from the Song of Solomon, chapter 1. I compare you, my love, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are comely with ornaments, your neck with strings of jewels. We'll make you ornaments of gold and studded with silver. While the king was on his couch, my nard gave forth its fragrance. My beloved is to me a bag of myrrh that lies between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. Ah, you are beautiful, my love. Ah, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves. Ah, you are beautiful, my beloved, truly lovely. Our couch is green. The beams of our house are cedar. Our rafters are pine. I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. As a lily among brambles, so is my love among maidens. As an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among young men. With great delight I sat in his shadow, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his intention towards me was love. Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. Oh, that his left hand were under my head, and that his right hand embraced me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles of the wild does, do not stir up or awaken love until it is ready. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death. Strife is o'er. And so we come to our second reading from Mark 16, verses 1 to 8, the resurrection of Jesus. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The reading from the Song of Solomon is full of love, full of hope, full of joys, the springs of life, and the poetic language is beautiful. In contrast to the resurrection reading, that is one of wonder, alarm, and a little bit of terror and fear. And one thing I like about our four Gospels is that they all record the ministry of Jesus. And yet, when it comes to the resurrection, there is something strange going on here, something that is not quite natural. A dead man rises, and all four Gospel writers want to record it as best they can. I'd be rather suspicious if all four Gospels were the same, word for word, as to what happened. After all, should any of us as a group have to give a witness statement for an accident that we had witnessed, I dare say we'd all record that the accident took place, but we'd have different slants on what we saw, what we heard, the light of the sun, the noise that was made. There's something about that in our Gospels. I like Mark. Mark is the oldest of the Gospels, and there is something about the original ending where they fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing, which is quite ironic, because if they had not said anything, we wouldn't know about the resurrection of Christ. The fact that the Gospels were written for different audiences, whether for Jews or for Gentiles, that's people that were non-Jewish, or more theological, like the Gospel of John. Mark is hard and ready. It is the kingdom of God breaking into the kingdom of earth and defeating dark and evil. It's Easter Monday, the day after Easter Sunday, so let us continue to explore outside of the open tomb. Perhaps Jesus is asking us to say, "Look, you see that I've risen. Now go back again, start the journey again, and bring others along the way." Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, light of the world, bring the light and peace of your gospel to the nations. Jesus, bread of life, give food to the hungry and nourish us with your word. Jesus, our way, our truth, our life, be with us and all who follow you in the way. Deepen our appreciation of your truth and fill us with your life. Jesus, good shepherd, who gave your life for the sheep, recover the straggler, bind up the injured, strengthen the sick, and lead the healthy and strong to new pastures. Jesus, the resurrection and the life, we give you thanks for all who have lived and believed in you. Raise us with them to eternal life. Lord Jesus, Lord of life, in your mercy hear us. Accept our prayers and be with us always. Amen. The Collect for Easter Monday. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way of life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.